Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Here we go. It's hour four of the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. It's time for our weekly conversation with Stephen Jones here on your home of the Cowboys. And good afternoon, sir. How the heck are you?
Good afternoon, guys.
Hey, first question here, Stephen. It's kind of unbelievable looking back on this rivalry. Green Bay's won 9 of 10 in the series and some close calls along the way. Is this the team or the rivalry you most want to get right against going into Sunday Night Football?
Well, obviously, every game is so important. And don't get me wrong, the division games probably come first. But, when you get to games like San Francisco and Green Bay, especially, the experiences we've had over the last 10 years, we need to get those right. And certainly Green Bay's right at the top of the list. Hats off to them. They're a great organization. They do things the right way. They've had really great players from the Brett Favre to their right on down the line. And again, we get an opportunity here Sunday.
How confident are you in defensive adjustments after the last couple of games?
I'm confident. We just met with the staff, and I think they've done a good job this week of doing a lot of different things in terms of, how we can execute better. We've got to do a better job. We're not getting the job done there, and they know it. Our players know it. Our staff knows it. And I think they've done a great job this week of, really doing some things that I think will make it easier for our guys to execute and play and play at a high level.
How surprised have you been by the lack of production, really, from the edge group so far? I know we'd been talking about that this week. We thought you guys actually had a number of guys to kind of piece together a solid producing unit.
Yeah, I think it's, it's more than, I think at the end of the day, it's the execution. And we've got to go out and execute the things that we do best. We can certainly help that with pressure. I do have a lot of confidence in our players. Obviously, we did bring in Jadeveon Clowney, and I think he'll bring something to the, to our defensive unit as well. But I do think things are going to get better because, as I said, this was a group we had a lot of confidence going into last year. We had a lot of injuries, but now we've got them all back and healthy. And, just feel like we're going to get better as the season goes, but we also got to execute the defense. And certainly that starts with our coaching staff, getting those players prepared, and then the players got to go out and execute and make the plays they need to make so that we can get off the field. Third down's has been a big problem for us so far this year, and certainly, giving up the explosives is just not something, that you can live with. We've got to cut those out, and certainly it starts on Sunday.
What are the expectations for Clowney making his Cowboys debut?
Yeah, we're going to use him. Certainly he'll get, 15 to 25 snaps. We'll see how he's feeling as the game goes. And as you said, we've got a good group there to keep them fresh and hopefully keep them with their ears pinned back and playing good football.
With Deron Bland getting set to return, what does that do to the secondary? Does Reddy Stewart still keep that nickel spot, or does Bland kind of get that versatility factor continuing?
Well, I think we'll see Bland more outside. I think Reddy's doing a good job for us. Certainly, we also got Kyrie and certainly Diggs. So we've got you know, a good group there. We've just got to go out and execute the coverages and do the things that it takes to play winning defense.
Steven, you've seen a lot of football through your career, and I know you ask questions of the staff and stuff. You came on our station and talked about Flus can manufacture pressure. Has he told you why they haven't been able to manufacture pressure?
Yeah, I think the bigger thing is we've been, because we're a little short in some areas in coverage, we've kind of not been doing a lot other than just sending four. And, I think, we're seeing that we're probably going to change some of that, and we'll see how it goes on Sunday. But, yeah, we've talked about it extensively and, how we're going to do better. Certainly, when you get pressure, it helps the back end. And, we know we're going to have to make some plays and if we want to get off the field and stop the explosives.
Steven Jones here with you on 105.3 The Fan. A touchdown at home is a big number in the NFL. We've been talking about, like, what's the path to victory look like? What do you think needs to happen here to get an upset against Green Bay?
Well, I think we got to start with what we've been preaching really since the time Shotty walked in the door. We got to start with running the football, controlling the football, and then playing complementary football, stop the run. And, the key is, which we haven't done, and we've got to stop the explosives, and we've got to get the ball. The other thing we've got to do better on offense is we've got to protect the ball. You're not going to win many games in the NFL losing the turnover battle 4-0. That's just not sound, and we've got to protect the ball better offensively, and we've got to get the ball, which we hadn't done a good job of this year as well.
How's it changed without CeeDee Lamb here for a couple weeks?
Well, anytime you're missing one of the best wide receivers in football, you're going to feel it. But the great news is we've got weapons. And like I said, it starts with running the football. But Jake Ferguson did a great job. I think he tallied 13 catches. Certainly, I think George Pickens is going to – I think at first it was a little shell shock to not have his running mate there in CD. But he's had a great week of practice. And then you throw in Turpin and – JT and I think Flo will go out and do a nice job. We've got the weapons to move the football and think we will. We just, as we said, we got to protect the ball. And, I think obviously it was unfortunate with Javonte on the first turnover, which was in scoring position. Of course, we threw two picks in the end zone, which would have been points. So, we just got to do a better job all the way around of protecting the ball and protect it, and then get the ball in the end zone.
Steven, how critical are these few games without CD in terms of the evaluation for George Pickens and sort of his future here?
Yeah, I mean, George is a great football player, and I know he'll step up and do a good job for us. We're worried about game to game, and certainly we're great. It's great that we've got George. I think Turpin's done even better than most expected in terms of his explosiveness and what he can do for our offense. Obviously, Javonte Williams has stepped up. But we got to just take each week by week, and focus on that, and certainly starts with the Packers on Sunday.
Were you able to dodge the IR for both CeeDee Lamb and Tyler Booker?
We'll make that final decision when we get him out of the boot next week, and see kind of what we think the prognosis is. Short end or long end of how long we think it'll take for him to get back.
Steven, your right tackle has really, really benefited from having Booker in there playing next to him, and especially in the running game stuff. The confidence level in Bass that he and Steele can continue to give you that presence, that physical presence on that right side, plus what you've been able to do with Span Ford over there.
Yeah, I feel very comfortable that, that Bass is going to go in there and do a great job. And, strongest part of Steele's game is his run blocking.
Yes, yeah.
And he'll continue to work at his pass blocking part, but he really comes off the ball great. Been used to doing it with Zach Martin, certainly was enjoying having Tyler Booker in there. But I think Bass will go in there and do a really nice job.
Steven Jones with us here on The Fan News today. The NFL's looking at a bunch of games in Brazil. Do we need to be making plans for Rio here in the not-too-distant future?
It sounds like a good trip, but we'll kind of see where it goes. But I've been to Brazil before, and it's a great place to go, and I'm sure it'd be a great experience to play a football game down there. But we'll kind of see how it goes as we move forward with the league.
Jerry on the Fan this morning asked about Micah, said some plays it looks beautiful, other plays, especially running plays, you wish you had a different formation. So to be trite, we lost games with Micah. Do you ever go like, Dad, he doesn't need any more motivation. They're coming in pretty hot here.
Well, we're worried about it. The Green Bay Packers have one hell of a defense. Yeah, they got great team speed. They obviously have great defensive ends. Their linebackers can run. They jump off the tape at you. They're a damn good defense. We've got to worry about the Packers, period. And whether it's their defense or whether it's their offense, they got obviously a great quarterback. Their receivers run great routes. And we've got our work cut out for us.
Steven, how close are we to a Jaden Blue debut?
Well, we'll just go week by week right now. Obviously, our running backs are doing a nice job. And so it's hard right now for Jaden to break in when you got two veteran running backs really doing a nice job running the football like they did last week. But all those things come around at the right times. And I know Jaden will be ready when his opportunity comes. And we've seen a lot of things from Jaden that we're looking forward to seeing in a ballgame.
Thank you for your time, Steven. Enjoy the rest of your Friday and give him hell Sunday night. We'll be pulling for you.
Appreciate you guys. Great being on. Thank
there
you.
There he goes. Thank you, sir. Steven Jones here with you on 105.3 The Fan, sending you into the weekend every Friday here in the G-Bag Nation at 3 o'clock. Jared Sandler is going to talk about the Rangers' final series of the season coming up with us at 3:30 and where we go from here. I hope the defense has better answers, and I feel like that should be expected, like just drop the busted coverage. What do you think of the one-word calls that they're going there on the back end, Brian? Is there a benefit to be harvested? I know there's been a lot of jokes about it. Like, we got to drop it down to one word here now to not confuse the guys.
And really just one syllable from what I was garnering.
I think they just scream like, ha!
Yep.
Bah!
You know, I
it's all about that first letter.
My hope is that, you know, the communication, obviously, they feel like has been a problem, you know, and so anything to make that alleviate those issues right there. But, man, I keep saying, I think Eberflus is going to have to play a game he's not comfortable with. You know, you've got to put pressure on this guy. And, you know, and that's why I asked Steven about that whole thing, you know, with he came on our air and talked about manufacturing pressure. Flus can do that. Flus has not done that. He hadn't done that. And I talked to a defensive coordinator the other day in the league, and he said, listen, if you don't blitz, you don't manufacture pressure.
You got to be able to do it all.
You got to be able to do it all. And Green Bay is very fortunate. They have four really good rushers, you know, and they do a good job with that. And sometimes you get away with that. And their secondary can play zone coverage 79% of the time because they have a good front four. You've got to make adjustments here. And if you're going to sit there and just continue to rush four and play zone coverage with this crew, you get what you deserve. And if I'm Steven Jones, I walk in there and demand that, like, listen, you know, I've seen this now for 3 weeks.
Yeah.
Week one, you told me about this with Jalen Hurts, that zone coverage will mess him up. Well, good deal. We almost won that football game. You know, the Giants game, we got lit up playing zone. And now we're in a situation where we let a second-year quarterback light us up too.
Yeah.
You know, there needs to be some really hard and fast questions to this coaching staff.
Are we saying we can't blitz? Do you not?
Yeah, and you know what? Maybe I'm just going off here about something that Steven's already done.
Yeah.
Maybe, you know, I haven't heard anybody in the organization say, well, man, you should have heard what Steven said to, you know, you should. There needs to be some really, really, really tough. Like, listen, we like you guys as coaches, but damn it, you know, you can't be giving up 415 yards of deep ball passing. Not with these guys, you can't.
No. If it happens again, you know, I think that seat's warming up a little bit. The idea of hiring Matt Eberflus, I think, is great, but it might just be a horrible schematic fit. And I would be anxious to see what somebody else who was maybe more versed in the blitz game, what they could do. it's tough to add more layers of complication when you're having busts. And as Steven said, they want to commit resources to the back end. But if that's not working and they can't get it sorted to prevent the big play, there's really no use in having the extra guys back there. You got to bring the pressure. Okay, we'll take a look at the C note and maybe preview some of the other big games you need to know about here for this week four of the NFL season. And Jared Sandler's going to join us next as well. It's the G-Bag Nation on your home of the Cowboys and Rangers, 105.3 The Fan. Okay, here we go, G-Bag Nation. Sands coming up in 5 minutes. Let's do some C note here. Cowboys news of the evening every afternoon at 3:20. What'd you think about what everybody's saying about Jaden Blue, including Shoddy's quote from this morning with Sean and RJ? It's going very well. I liked how he was suggesting that Sean could get Wally pipped there with Bobby and RJ filling in this morning.
He's like, Bobby and RJ sounds like pretty good name.
Pretty good show, huh?
It was great. Segments brought to you by the Frankels. Life's unpredictable. Accidents happen. If you or a loved one's injured in a car, truck, wreck, call the Frankels for a free consultation, 214 or 817-333-3333. Go to frankelfirm.com. We got Rangers baseball coming up at 6:30. He said that Jaden had a couple of great weeks of practice. In no way, shape, or form is Jaden doing things that would not allow him to be activated. It's been more the fact that we needed the numbers on defense. We were just talking about it at the break, guys. I feel like we all feel or believe that the Cowboys need playmakers on the field more than numbers should be standing in Jadon Blue's way. I just want to see him out in the field and see if he can make pro defenders miss like he did in college.
Yeah. I'm desperate for it. I mean, obviously, we're not privy to the exact circumstances of what's really keeping him off the field. I like the way Shoddy's talking about him right now, but Shoddy's a positive guy, and he's always going to kind of say that about his players. But you would think in a game like this would be a no-brainer, especially the way, like, Steven's talking about Javonte Williams and Miles Sanders running the ball well. And it's like, well, Javonte Williams is a power back. He's grinding it out, but he's not like a big play guy necessarily. I mean, the perfect compliment to him would be a guy like Jaden Blue in a game where you desperately need.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly what people outside of Cleveland think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Playmakers with no Lamb seems like a no-brainer, again, unless whatever he's doing or not doing off the field that is totally keeping him away. And I get that point, but all things being equal, man, it should be a no-brainer to have a guy that could make a big play for you in a game where you're desperately going to need it.
Coaches hate change. They hate change, and it's hard for them to, you know, you can make suggestions as the general manager or player personnel director or whatever you want to do, but coaches hate change. They don't want it, you know. They feel like that, you know. Hey, they're, you know, we're not risking our quarterback out there if we put a back that all of a sudden goes the wrong way or something like that. They got a veteran guy, and sometimes it, you know, I mean, I don't know why they put Mozzie Smith in there. I mean, I really don't. I don't know why JT was doing just fine. A couple of times they put him in there. Mozzie wasn't terrible, but coaches hate change, and especially if it's one of those things that they feel like they probably can't trust the guy.
Yeah, that's the big word right there, trust.
Yeah, like I get it for the trust standpoint. But just to play a veteran guy over younger guys, why'd you draft him?
Well, but that's that. You know, that's what you say, and then all of a sudden you draft him in the fifth round, you know, and then all of a sudden you bring him in, and then, you know, there's like, and Glenn Smith talked about it, you know, and that whole thing is like, oh, he's this, that, and the other, lazy. I don't think he's a lazy kid, but maybe there was some truth to that. Maybe there was some truth that he wasn't picking up things very fast.
I think it's very evident that it was true based on where we're at here. And like the fact that he can't get on the field in this game, if he's not going to be active, then it exacerbates that theory even more. Like, what is happening that he can't get on the field?
Well, it's being able to probably take stuff from the classroom too, and they worry about putting him out there, and then all of a sudden he busts and Dak gets hit in the back of the head.
Well, I mean, I'm not going to trust him in pass protection. Is there a way to have a back on your roster
you
on game day that
tell to the defense? But yeah, I mean,
he's a very situational kind of dude, I would imagine.
Well, he plays special teams too.
Yeah, he does. And honestly, he should return for you over Miles Sanders. You know, and
yeah,
I get
great
it. They're,
point.
They're talking about, hey, the numbers game, but I would put Blue back there before I'd put Tolbert or Sanders. Like, he's a guy that at least has the playmaking ability and speed and acceleration to take that to the house other than Turpin.
There's a lot of rookies that aren't ready, and I think for whatever reason, and it's hard to tell exactly what that is, but I'm with Brian that I'm interested in what else Glenn Stretch Smith had heard or knows, and if that storyline continues to play out, and maybe it's a great opportunity to try to get the guy into your program as a rookie while you have other veterans that can do the job, and hopefully when you need him, he's more ready as a result. But Pittsburgh's going through the same thing with a player we talked about in Caleb Johnson out of Iowa.
Yeah.
You know, they're keeping him on the bench where less talented veterans are getting all the snaps. Brian Schottenheimer, presser today, interrupted by one Roger Staubach.
It's a pretty good guy to interrupt one.
Absolutely. Anytime, Raj.
Witten's not making the rounds, but Raj is, and Shotty said, oh my goodness gracious. I will stop what I'm doing for this. Roger says this is my favorite coach. And he said I can still throw and I'm such a Cowboy fan. Coach, I'm for you. So I think Staubach appreciates, you know, maybe the lineage there with Shotty, but I think he also likes his attitude and stuff. And he said, I still love the Cowboys. It's amazing how when I sit down and watch the Cowboys game, I feel like I'm out there right now. We're okay, but we're gonna get better. And Shotty said, no doubt, that is the plan. It is pretty interesting if you see Staubach throwing like at a tailgate or something. Like, I don't know, what is he, 84, 85?
He's an older gentleman, yeah.
He's up there, but I mean, he's just built so damn sturdy. He can still sling that thing half decent.
I love it.
Yeah.
He's just.
I think if you had an over 80 league, he'd be your first pick.
Yeah. Yeah. He could absolutely. I mean, why not for the Olympic team? At least give him a chance to try out
for the flag team. Yeah. Make a place for Roger the Dodger.
Come on now.
He's still mobile.
Yeah.
If you're Dak Prescott here, how much do you trust that George Pickens is going to be there for you? How much?
A couple weeks.
I mean, the drop. You know, if I'm feeling pressure, I'm probably going to Jake Ferguson. He's not running routes, as Brian has told us. Like, you're back to pass. You sense pressure. You're not looking for where Pickens is. That's a waste of a half second. He might be dorking off if he's not the primary option.
This will be the first week, though, where he'll be the lead dog in the sled. Last week, Lamb got hurt six plays going in. So now he's knowing that, like, okay, I'm going to have to be this guy. And, you know, it happened early enough last week, but this guy doesn't move. I mean, when you say that in a way of like he doesn't motion and they don't do things with him that way, the guy that has a chance to have a really kind of a good day is Turpin. Because
Shotty was talking Turpin up big
because
time.
The way he does move, the way he does motion, the way you can get him into spots. I wish Pickens had that, but you know, you run like 150 something routes and I think he's moved like six, seven times.
Turpin's been awesome. That catch down the sidelines, that was so tough and so skilled. And Jared Sandler, not joining us now, brought to you by Blue Nail Roofing. But I have been, I guess, having to eat crow over what Turpin is capable of doing downfield. And, you know, maybe Mike McCarthy and Kellen Moore need to a little bit as well, because what he has been able to do is exciting. And I still do think this team really needs to find a legitimate third wide receiver, and maybe a second after this year with George Pickens, as Sands joins us now here on 105.3 The Fan. Hey, buddy, how's Cleveland? Are they all fired up with what's been happening the last couple of weeks?
Yeah, they should be a pretty good atmosphere. You know, they got the Guardians, the WNBA's coming to Cleveland. The Browns just had a big win. Lots of great things going on in Cleveland. And this music is insanely loud. I hope you guys can hear me.
Yeah, you're cutting through pretty good there on the horn. We got you loud and clear now. If Bochy is gone, is it a slam dunk that Shoemaker takes over?
I guess if he wants the job, if Bruce Bochy doesn't want the job, and Skip Schumacher does, then
then, you know, I would think that he would definitely be the heavy favorite. You know, I don't know if, you know, if that's the case or not, but, you know, Skip's been around for a year and, you know, he's had an opportunity to kind of, you know, see what, you know, what this is about. And then he also, you know, because he left kind of on his own terms, you know, with Miami, there are a lot of people who love him. There are going to be potentially some other openings, but I would think that, you know, his son's playing baseball at TCU. I think there'd be a lot of reasons why he'd like this job for personal reasons, but also I think for baseball reasons, it's super appealing. And I would say that if Bruce Bochy decided that he didn't want the job, then Skip would, like I said, be the Vegas favorite. But, you know, I don't know, you know, where Boch stands. And I think there's a good chance that he might be back.
Jared, what do you know about what Shoemaker's role has been over the last year?
Yeah, he's been around in an advisory role. I think, you know, listen, to his credit, he understands that there are a lot of people who think he's the next guy. And I think that, you know, he's trying to be respectful of the fact that, like, you know, it would almost be like, you know, if, you know, whoever wins the Fan Phenom, Eric, is like, you know, that's the guy who's going to replace Eric Chiafalo, and he's just lingering around. You're like, mm-hmm. Why is this guy always around? Like, if he's going to replace me, right? So I think with Skip, I think, you know, he's been around a little bit. I think a lot of, you know, what he's done has been more in the shadows or behind the scenes as opposed to being around regularly, because I just think, you know, out of respect for Boch, he understands that, you know, it just doesn't make sense to be there every day. And he could be. No one would say not to be. But I think he just wants to give space, understanding what the stigma is about his presence and his role. And but, you know, I think he has been a trusted voice on a lot of decisions. Or just given perspective, you know, he did a heck of a job with Miami, and I think a lot of people around the league believe he's going to be a heck of a manager wherever he ends up next.
Jared, I don't want to put you in a weird spot with this, but do the Rangers need kind of a shakeup in terms of personality or leadership within the clubhouse based on just some of the stuff that's come out over the last couple of weeks? And we go back to Kevin Pillar's comments. I mean, I don't know what's been confirmed, what hasn't been confirmed, but you're around this team every day.
Yeah, I mean, I would say this, you know, the World Series team had guys like Austin Hedges and Will Smith and Travis Jankowski and Brad Miller, who played roles that were unquantifiably important. And, you know, you've already heard this Cleveland Guardians team talk about the importance of Austin Hedges and, you know, how he's really helped them in this turnaround. And so, yeah, I mean, I don't know, you know, shakeup or if you want to call it something else, but I think that, you know, you got guys who are super talented, but the room matters. And, you know, I think, you know, having a room that's connected, you know, is definitely important, or having some of those guys that can provide that guidance. Now, you know, I know that there have been some comments made, and I would just say that, you know, it seems like right now you got comments made by guys who are frustrated that they were on a team that didn't achieve at the level that they expected to, right? And I think that, you know, we always hear that winning cures everything. And, well, right now the Rangers aren't winning. You know, they had just had this losing streak. They're not going to make the playoffs. I think there's some frustration. But, yeah, I do think that, you know, there are all sorts of things you got to factor in when you build a roster. And the personality piece of it and the leadership piece is definitely a part of it.
Jared Sandler brought to you by Blue Nail Roofing. Hell of a job with everything you did this year, man. Congrats on everything with the TV side as well. We just want to thank you for your insights, and suppose we'll be seeing you real soon there at Swinging for a Cause and all that.
Yeah, sounds good, fellas. I really appreciate it. Thanks so much for having me.
There he goes. He's at Jared Sandler on Twitter. Brought to you by Blue Nail Roofing. Krusty's Corner's coming up next, buddy. Where are you taking it?
Yeah, let's talk about these officials this week and then also have some questions for my guys. We'll do that next.
Thank you, Lucius. It's the G-Bag Nation here on a Football Friday, and it's time now for Krusty's Corner, brought to you by Reliant Air Conditioning, gimmick-free AC repair and replacement.
Hey, kids! Your old pal Krusty's going to teach you 5 new words.
You're not wrong about that.
From Dallas, Texas, number 55, Brian Waters.
Thank you very much, Lucius. Appreciate you playing that. Thank you, Dawson. Appreciate that. Thank you to Reliant for being a part of this as well. All right, have you guys, you feel like just before we get started on this, the referee for this week's game, you guys feel like the Cowboys have done a pretty good job with penalties overall?
Yeah, I think that's a big win for Shoddy.
Yeah, it's at the Giants game.
Yeah, the Giants game was.
I think week one and last week were much better. From what, and especially for a 3-week sample size for what we've had under Mike.
Yeah, I just feel like that game against the Giants was a weird one.
It was a weird one. But they were very flag happy.
You caught a crew that was probably trying to play the letter of the law.
Yeah.
You know, and then they're throwing flags, you know, right and left, and like, oh wait, we've got this. You know, it just seemed very.
It was very stop and go.
And usually, and I mentioned this, usually because Bill Vinovich and that crew usually is pretty good about letting you play. So, but I think for the most part, the Cowboys have done a pretty decent job. All right, they're about to have a guy this week that's not very friendly to him, though.
Oh no, yeah, not good.
Yeah, this Ron Torbert.
Not good.
This Ron Torbert is not a friendly guy when it comes to Dallas Cowboys games and stuff like that.
He's no Tolbert garage door.
Not at all. Not at all.
Friendliest Tolo out there.
Yeah, he's not. Yeah, he's not open to anything. Mm-mm. Except for throwing flags. But
well done, sir.
Yeah, he's the thing, and I'll say this about him: he's.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
We've had a couple officials already that have officiated four games, and he's only done three. He's only called three. He's still second highest.
Wow.
When it comes to, there's an official that's gone, Kemp is the first official that is, he's officiated four games. So you understand why if they have one more game, you know, they're going to have a little bit more. This guy's ranked second behind him. As far as like the number of flags that he's called, this guy, matter of fact, what's interesting about him is he hates the road team. Let me back up. He hates the home team.
Oh no.
He hates the home team.
Establish dominance quickly.
Yeah. He hates the home team.
He's playing heel out here.
Loves the visitors. Matter of fact, this season alone, 30. This is a wild number for me. 34 home calls, 20 away calls. He's had games this year where there's been penalty yardage of 151, 179, and 150 already. That's ridiculous.
That might be the biggest trend you got to reverse to have a shot on HE double hockey sticks this weekend.
Yeah. Well, this like I say, this guy will probably do you no favors. Where he is big as far as him and the crew calling penalties. Tell me how much you worry about this one. Offensive holding.
Oh. Very worried.
Is this a game with Micah in a Packer uniform?
Yeah.
Drawing all the laundry.
Guyton, you get him off balance. He can get grabby on you. You got two backups and Hoffman and Bass in there. Absolutely.
All right. Over under Cowboys holding calls.
2.5.
I would set it at 2.5 and I'd probably take the over. Yeah, I think if you do hold, you got to hold like Tyler Smith and just tackle the dude.
Make it worth. If you're going to get the penalty, make it worth it.
If you want to look at metrics that way, home penalties for holding is 2.33. Away is 1.33.
Well, you nailed the
2.5
GTS on that one. Well, Chuck, I'm taking the over. I'll get three. Yeah, I'm probably looking at the over.
I'll just be the homer and go under.
A lot of inexperience out there.
I'm just trying to, gosh dang it.
That's
the Tyler Smith and the
penalty, the penalties are the one thing that just that kill this team, right? The drives.
Sleep hole did the 2023 wild card game.
Damn it, Ron.
He did
the Packer Cowboy wild card game. Ooh. Last two losses to the Packers at AT&T Stadium, he did.
Hey.
Dawson.
That might need to be pulled for the laugh bracket right
there. I just
that was
like
a little bit of an evil bride.
I'm just sitting there thinking like you're gonna fight a pretty good football team, but now you're gonna have to really fight this guy.
Okay. Did you see the special teams note?
Yeah. Go ahead.
Is that maybe positive for us?
Go ahead.
Packers not good at it.
Packers maybe not good at special teams.
Rich Bisaccia.
He calls the third most special teams penalties so far
this
year.
This is true.
Oh, I like that. I mean, you're going to need to win the turnover margin by two and get a massive special teams play to have a shot. It's really, it doesn't follow logic that it's just a 6.5-point line, Brian.
Let me ask you this. Do you miss Bones Fossil for wheels off potential fake stuff happening
with how bad this defense is right now? I do.
I don't know. I'll take Fossil back as long as we can pick our own kicker and he can't do trick plays.
Well, that's what I'm saying, though. Wheels off trick play guy when your team's...
We can use it this week. Yeah.
Far away.
I think you want to go flea flicker. I think you want to go double reverse. I think you want to bring it all out.
The minute you run that double reverse, it loses like 18 yards.
Yeah, don't
and
like
an ankle reverse.
Dawson's just going to be MF and like, what are we doing?
I think Brian Anger's got a hose on him, though, doesn't he?
Didn't we have one throw that wasn't very good from Brian Anger?
What did you say?
I meant a good arm. Okay. As a term from the 80s.
Okay.
He's one of the longest Cowboys.
That's crazy.
I can't control it. Maybe we should ask the missus.
They call him the fireman.
Yeah, they sure do.
All right, so we got holding. That's
Aubrey's
number.
Got wheels. Have him take off like Chris Jones once.
Can you imagine doing something and all of a sudden Aubrey gets hurt?
Hey, like stop doing, now.
All right, never mind. Don't do that, guys. That was reckless abandon.
You pitch him the ball, and he's running around the edge. He just gets games. Punished under the bench.
Yeah.
You know? I'll buddy crossed the plane, and we got points.
I would
to
take,
cut the lead to 30
God.
For the Packers.
I mean, any
shut up, bro. Shut up.
Yeah, I don't want to jinx it either, but I'll take any result other than Dak Prescott injured at the end of this game. Okay. That's what you can't have.
Yeah, definitely can't have that.
Offensive holding.
Never go full Joe Milton.
That's big for this guy. Like I say, offensive holding, that's 11 of those. 7 for the homes, 4 for the aways. False start is big with this guy. That's a penalty that he really does.
Get him officiating Philly games.
Yeah.
Crying out loud.
No kidding.
Can't believe they made such a big deal out of it, then they did it again.
Here's defensive pass interference is showing up.
Ooh, let's go.
Pickens.
Good GP3.
Pickens.
Might be your best play.
Yeah.
Down the field, but he's got 2 for the home and 2 for the aways. Illegal block above the waist. This is a special teams penalty.
Okay.
4 of
all
those.
Right. Dang. Watch out for those.
Dawson, watch out for this one. We got a clock watcher.
Ooh.
Delay of game.
You don't want to be playing games.
All right, listen, how about this one? Delay of game. Do you guys worry a little bit about Packer fans being loud and we might have to go silent count in our own stadium?
Yeah, I can't wait to see what the ratios are.
Yeah, I think this might be as big of an away crowd as we've ever seen.
We've seen some big ones now. San Francisco.
San Fran. Just a sea of red.
Houston was a big one time. I could see this one being pretty boisterous.
Yeah, and Packers fans are fired up. You know, they think it's their year. And then you have the Cowboys fans. They're going to be, hate booing Jerry, I think, through this whole deal. It's going to be a totally surreal deal.
So we got a clock watcher delay of game. They've got 3 of those. Actually, the away team has been hurt on this one of the 3. 2 for the aways, 1 for the homes. Unnecessary roughness 3 times. He's trying to make sure that he gets the number of the mandate. Let's not have any unnecessary roughness. Defensive holding, another one that could benefit your wide receivers right there. And then defensive offsides. Are your other ones. Only a couple of the illegal formations. That's usually the guys lining up maybe deep in the backfield. So we need to be a little bit aware about that one with Steele.
Well, and the Packers got a lot of pre-snap penalties.
Good. Yeah. And they got some backup linemen playing.
I think Pickens could be the best wide receiver ever at drawing these. He is so aware you know, whether
of
he's...
How to get his body in the way
He can just pay attention to multiple things at the same time, unlike other players. Other players really got to focus on the football. He can just take a look, and there's, like, something that allows him to track it and still know where the tacklers are going to be. So he's almost working to avoid the tackle while he's receiving the ball. He can be receiving the ball and planning his first move in a fight. So I would weaponize this. I don't know if coaches pay attention to it as much as fans do, but I'm thinking against this defense, we don't have that great of a chance to sit back in the pocket and dice up their secondary from the pocket. So let's take a quick 3 to 5 step drop and let that thing go multiple times throughout the game, especially on third and long, and see what George Pickens can manufacture, because he will put himself between the player and the ball and then flail. And sell it.
He's good at it.
Better than anybody I've ever seen.
One more, if I could. Keep an eye on this one. He does have an illegal downfield call that maybe it shoddy gets in this game, and all of a sudden you're trying to run some screen stuff and things like that. Oof. Make sure that the linemen, you know, but they do have one, and that you kind of worry about that if you're going to try and run some stuff where it is screen, but the play gets messed up, and they maybe have to throw it downfield or something.
You guys going to be on that Miller Lite Plaza Sunday night?
We will be there. Yeah. Yes, sir, we will be.
Starting about 4 o'clock.
4 o'clock.
Brought us in chief. 4 o'clock on the dot. Cowboys pregame show. Krusty's Corner every afternoon, 3:40.
Thank you, man.
Of course, you'll be back on Monday with film takeaways from the contest. Hopefully, we're talking about a big old Cowboys victory. All righty, coming up next, we'll chuck a Football Friday mix bag.
Yeah, let's do it. We'll get you with some of the best NFL news. Man, is Russell Wilson playing his way out of the Hall of Fame? Wilkes responding to Baker, and this Cal Raleigh story is better and better. That's next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.